enjoy the vocational talents I have. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Jiva bića koja su zapletena u zamršenu mrežu rođenja i smrti mogu biti oslobođena odmah, čak ako nesvjesno pjevaju sveto ime Krishna, kojega se boji personificirani strah.
Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Vrathali Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama In this verse, we find a wonderful glorification of chanting the holy names of Krishna.
U ovom stihu nalazimo prekrasno slavljenje pjevanja svetih imena gospodina Krishna.
It is even said that even though you chant the holy name of the Lord in an unconscious way, it still has such tremendous power.
I ovdje je rečeno da čak i ako pjevamo ime gospodina nesvjesno, ima tako veliku moć.
Now, does this mean we should chant the holy name in an unconscious way?
Da li to znači ono da trebamo pjevati sveto ime gospodina na nesvjesan način?
The verse seems to say, even by unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is completely disentangled from the complicated from samsara, or freed from samsara.
Isti kaže, čak i ako osoba nesvjesno pjeva sveto ime Krishna, ona se oslobađa od samsara.
Who of you knows what is samsara?
Tko od vas zna šta je samsara?
Oh, many, many. Good. Those of you who do not know can ask those who know at the end of the lecture.
Oni od vas koji ne znate, možete pitati one koji znaju na kraju.
So, even by unconsciously doing it,
čak i nesvjesno čineći to,
I think many devotees chant Hare Krishna only unconsciously.
Ja mislim da mnogi bhakte pjevaju Hare Krishna.
What do you think, Krishna Jivani? How many of the rounds which you have chanted today have you actually heard?
Šta misliš, Krishna Jivani? Koliko od krugova koje se danas odmantrala si u stvari čula?
How many of the mantras have you actually heard?
Koliko si mantri u stvari čula?
How many of the words you have chanted have you actually heard? I think it is a good question which each one of us can answer privately, because this is a very private subject matter. How good are we chanting our rounds? Let me ask you another question. How important it is to chant the rounds?
Koliko je važno pjevati ime?
It's a very good question, I feel.
Osjećam da je to jako dobro pitanje.
In the scriptures it has been said that in this age of quarrel, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the only means. It is called Eva Kevalam. It's the only way to attain God consciousness.
U pismu je rečeno da u ovom dobu pijanje Hare Krishna mantre jedini način kako da dostignemo svjesnost Boga.
It's not mystic yoga.
Nije mistična yoga.
It is not the process of karma or intellectual speculation, jnana.
I nije proces karme ili intelektualne špekulacije, jnana.
It very clearly says Harinama, 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 Eva, Kalo, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. The word Nastyeva is there. Not another way, not another way, not another way. Three times, so clear.
I znači, tako jasno rečeno, da nema drugog načina, nema drugog načina i nema drugog načina.
We are known as the Hare Krishna movement.
Mi smo poznati kao Hare Krishna pokret.
Really?
Stvarno?
How good are we doing in chanting Hare Krishna?
Koliko smo onda dobri u pijanju Hare Krishna?
This is the question I want to raise today.
I to je pitanje koje danas želim podignuti.
Today I will speak very clearly about it.
Danas ću jako jasno govoriti o tome.
It will be holy thunder.
Biće sveti grom.
Sveti grom. And in my lecture I do not want to speak against devotees but against lousy chanting habits.
I znači na mojoj lekciji ne želim govoriti protiv bhakta nego o lijenim navikama mantre.
In my own life of in Krishna consciousness, I have seen that the quality of my chanting totally determines the life in Krishna consciousness.
I u mom osobnom životu ja sam vidio da kvaliteta pjevanja Hare Krishna je stvari totalno odlučuje moj život u svjesnosti Krishna.
If you build a house,
ako gradite kuću,
but the fundament is not strong,
a temelji nisu snažni,
a very unpleasant thing can happen.
Može se dogoditi jako nezadovoljavajuća stvar.
That is, you may build it very high.
Znači da možete izgraditi jako visoko.
But you, it breaks.
A onda se ona sruši.
I remember in America, our devotee, these were telling me that one very well-known architect was building a real good house, I mean with glass and steel, but during the party when it was inaugurated, the whole house came crashing down on about these I mean about 100 people died.
I znam bate su mi iz Amerike rekli da bio jedan jako dobro poznati arhitekta koji je napravio veliku zgradu od stakla i čelika. Ali onda kada je bilo otvorenje, onda se jednostavno počela rušiti i stotinu ljudi je izgubilo živote.
Is it happened in San Francisco?
To se dogodilo u San Francisco.
When we build up our Krishna consciousness, we must be sure that the fundament is correct.
I kada izgrađujemo našu svjesnost Krishne, onda trebamo biti sigurni da imamo.
Otherwise we may even come very high in position.
Inače možemo doći jako visoko u poziciji.
In responsibility.
U odgovornosti.
Or even we may be old devotees.
Ili možemo biti stari bhakti.
But as long as the fundament is weak, there might be a very unpleasant crash down.
Ali sve dok nisu, ako su temelji slabi, onda može se dogoditi nezadovoljavajući da je rušenje.
Spiritual life is something very serious.
Duhovni život je nešto jako ozbiljno.
It is maybe more serious than we can understand at the present moment.
I možda je čak ozbiljnije nego što možemo razumjeti u sadašnjem trenutku.
It is very easy and simple in a way.
Na jedan način jako lako i jednostavno.
But only if our fundament is correct.
Ali jedino ako su naši temelji pravilni.
If the fundament is strong, you can build and build and build and build and build and it will be wonderful.
A ako su naši temelji snažni, onda možemo i graditi i graditi i graditi i može biti veličanstvo.
If the fundament is weak, it's maybe not so good to build so high.
Ali ako temelji su slabi, onda možda nije dobro da gradimo tako visoko.
Yes. Now, but why does it here say we can chant unconsciously and we are liberated from samsara? Why should we all care to listen to a lecture which is on improving our chanting? I will now doubt what I said by that it's important to build a strong fundament.
I sada ću sumnjati što sam rekao da je važno izgraditi snažne temelje.
Sachinanand Swami, there's a story from the Purana which I want to tell you. Once there was a king. I'm preaching now to my I'm doubting what I have said. It's not important to have a strong fundament. Listen, I will prove it. There was once a king. Oh, he was a great Nitkov. He was cheating the people. He was taking all their money. He was stealing from the state treasury. And he had a beautiful prostitute in the Shumi. The whole country actually waited. When is this Nitkov going to be assassinated? One day he went to the forest to meet his prostitute. And before breaking the regulative principles, they were just sitting together in the forest looking at the beautiful scenery. And at that moment there was a little sound from one of the trees. And immediately the king became highly afraid for his life. But then he saw there was nothing to worry. A champak flower had just fallen from the tree, and that made the sound. And then he made a joke. See, in India, champak flowers are used in the worship of Narayan. So what he did is he motioned with his hand towards the champak flower which had fallen. And waved it in an imaginary aratik. And said Om Namo Narayan. It's almost he did not take the flower. He just moved like this. There was also no deity. He just made a joke. Just like sometimes in our movement, you take an incense like this in the hand and go like Hari Hari Bol, you know. It is not serious. Shalom say. So this is how he, what he did. When he was just finishing his joke, all of a sudden they heard a terrible noise. And he was surrounded by 10 bowmen who shot their arrows into his heart. And he died drowning in the own blood of his heart.
I onda je umro davajući se u vlastitoj krvi svoga srca.
At that moment, a very special commando of the Yamadutas left the hellish planet to come and take him away.
U tom, tom samom momentu jako specijalni
komando.
Komandosi.
Yes.
Yamadute.
Yes.
Su došli na to mjesto.
They were very happy.
Bili su jako sretni.
Finally, there was a sinner.
Konačno neki griješnik.
Finally, they could do their tortures.
Konačno sad možemo mučiti nekoga.
They made the fire specially hot in the in the hellish planets.
I na paklenim planetima su napravili specijalno vruću vatru.
And they thought of the most cruel tortures which they could inflict on that Nikov king.
I onda su razmišljali o najokrutnijim mukama koje su mogli podvrgnuti toga Nikova kralja.
But when they arrived, they saw four Vishnu Dutas standing there with swords and chakras guarding the soul who was still lingering around.
Ali onda kada su došli tamo, onda su vidjeli četiri Vishnu Duta sa, sa čakrama i sa mačevima koji su čuvali tu dušu koja se još kretala naoko.
They said to the Yamadutas, you cannot take this soul. He has chanted Hare Krishna. He has chanted the name of God.
I onda su Yamadute rekli, ne možete odnijeti ovu dušu, on je pjevao imena Boga.
He is sinless.
On je bezgrišan.
But said the Yamaduta, he has unconsciously chanted.
Ali, rekli su Yamadute, ali on je to radio nesvjesno.
No concentration.
Nije bilo nikakve koncentracije.
He didn't mean Narayan.
Nije mislio Narayan.
Then the rebels came to shoot him.
Kada su došli ti strelci da ga ubiju.
He was not thinking of God.
Nije mislio na Boga.
He was thinking of breaking the principles.
On je mislio kako prekršiti principe.
Why do you say we can't take him to hell for punishment?
Zašto onda kažeš da ga ne možemo odneti u pakao da bi ga kaznili?
And the Vishnu Dutas answered, no, even by unconsciously chanting the holy names, one can be liberated from samsara.
Onda su Vishnu Duta rekli, no, čak iako neko nesvjesno pjeva svete imena, može biti oslobođen od samsara.
So here's a proof.
Dakle, ovdje je dokaz.
We can go on not hearing our rounds.
Možemo nastaviti ne slušati naše krugove.
Why talk about improvement?
Zašto govoriti o poboljšanju?
It is not necessary.
Nije neophodno.
Let us follow Shastra.
Slijedimo Shastra.
And space out.
Spacirajmo.
Što misli? What do you think, Gora Singha?
Što mislite? Ja mislim da nije tako sigurno čekati na taj jedan primjer, ali ja nikad ne znam kad ću umret, ono možda.
You're not so sure. You think you must chant attentively? But this is against Shastra. Krishna Jivani, what do you think? I think we all should think about this.
Mislim da mi svi moramo razmisliti o tome.
Both of your answers were wonderful.
Obe vaših odgovora su bili divni.
Gora Singha says, I'm not sure if I chant at the time of death, even unconsciously, if I, you know, maybe in a car accident, you're just talking about the new marriages and the yatra, and you know, then the, it comes, you know.
Gorasimha je rekao da nije tako siguran.
Something else, you know.
Da će u trenutku smrti se sjetiti da pjeva sa time Krišne, možda će misliti na nešto drugo.
Yeah. And Najivani says, well, I want to attain love of Godhead.
Krishnajivani kaže, ja želim dostići ljubav prema Bogu.
Therefore, I must train myself to develop love of Godhead by chanting attentively.
I zato se moram istrenirati da dostignem ljubav prema Bogu pravi pažljivom mantrom.
In the Nectar of Devotion, there are many stories which I have told you.
I u Nectar.
Nectar of Devotion. Yes.
Devocija, ambrozi predanosti, postoji puno takvih priča koje sam sad ispričao.
And it says sometimes these results take place.
Ponekad rečeno je da takvi rezultati se odigraju.
But sometimes not.
Ali ponekad ne.
This example which we heard was an example of tremendous fortune.
I ovaj primjer koji smo sada čuli je primjer ogromne milosti.
Yes, fortune. Yes, a tremendous fortune.
Ogromna sreća.
He was chanting in joke the holy name at the time of death.
I on se u šali, u vreme smrti, on u šali je jednostavno izgovorio sveto ime.
It is meant to glorify the power of the holy name.
I namijenjeno u stvari da bi se slavila moć svetog imena.
It is not a story which encourages inattentive chanting.
To nije priča koja ohrabruje nepažljivo mantra.
But it tells us how powerful the name is, that even a great sinner, by chanting it unconsciously, can be delivered.
Nego je moćan primjer koji nam pokazuje kako čak i veliki griješnik može, čak i nepravilna mantrajući može biti oslobođen.
But if we as devotees who have received the holy initiation into the chanting chant inattentive rounds, we will be committing offense.
Ali ako mi kao bhakte koji smo primili svetu inicijaciju u pjevanje ne mantramo pažljivo svoje krugove, onda smo radimo uvrede.
And as a result of this offense, we will not attain taste in Krishna consciousness.
I kao rezultat te uvrede nećemo dostići ukus u svjesnosti Krishna.
I want to explain to you how inattention works.
Želim objasniti kako djeluje nepažljivo.
If we are inattentive while chanting the holy name, we will come into illusion again.
Ako smo nepažljivi prilikom pjevanja svetog imena, ponovo ćemo doći u iluziju.
Illusion about our true self.
Iluzija o našem vlastitom ja.
Illusion about Krishna.
Iluzija o Krishna.
This will cover us.
To će nas prekriti.
And from illusion we will commit offenses.
I iz iluzije mi ćemo počiniti uvrede.
Offenses against Vaishnavas.
Uvrede prema Vaishnavama.
Offenses against Krishna.
Prema Krishna.
And as a result of those offenses, we will start again material life.
I kao rezultat tih uvreda mi ćemo ponovo započeti materijalni život.
To make it very clear, there is a progression.
Znači, da bismo to pojasnili, postoji kao progres.
A certain road which the inattentive chanter goes.
I određena cesta koja ide nepažljivi mantrač.
From his an inattention or disability to concentrate.
Zbog svoje nepažnje ili nemogućnosti da se koncentrira.
He will travel to illusion.
On će putovati prema iluziji.
And from illusion he will go to offenses.
A iz iluzije on će otići u uvredu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we are not very determined in chanting concentratedly,
ako Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, ako nismo jako odlučni da koncentriramo mantrama,
if we are not very determined to concentrate,
ako nismo jako odlučni da se koncentriramo,
then the result will be that we will be distracted with other thoughts.
Onda rezultat će biti da ćemo biti uznemireni sa drugim mislima.
I think we all know this. When we chant Hare Krishna, all of a sudden another thought is in our mind. What did he say yesterday to me? How did he actually mean it?
Mislim da svi znamo o tome, kada mantramo, onda odjednom dođe neka misao i onda kaže šta je on mislio jučer, šta je u stvari o tome rekao, šta je mislio na tome.
Or when we chant inattentive, when we chant, all of a sudden we hear a pop song in our mind.
Ili kada mantramo nepažljivo, onda odjednom čujemo pop pjesmu u našem umu.
Or a whole planning office starts to manifest, which plans the whole day.
Ili cijela kancelarija planiranja se manifestira i planiramo cijeli dan.
When you are not very determined to chant attentively, it's so easy to be distracted.
I znači kada nismo jako odlični da pjevamo pažljivo, onda je jako lako da budemo uznemireni.
And it is so easy that as a result of the distraction, illusions manifest in your mind.
Tako je lako da kao rezultat te uznemirenosti naše iluzije se manifestiraju u našem umu.
And from this illusion it's so easy that you make serious mistakes in your spiritual life which cause offenses.
I iz te iluzije je jako lako da napravimo ozbiljne greške u našem duhovnom životu, to da prouzrokuju uvrede.
My dear devotees, it is very important for your spiritual life, for your spiritual survival even, to chant attentive.
Dragi moji bhakti, jako je važno u vašem duhovnom životu, čak u duhovnom preživljavanju, da pažljivo mantramo.
You'll only be able to do it and conquer the restlessness of your minds if you are very determined.
I jedino ćete biti mogućnosti da to napravite ako ste jako odlični da zaustavite uznemirenost uma.
Why shouldn't we be determined?
Zašto ne bismo bili odlučni?
Imagine you are in a room of prisoners where it's sure that one after the other they will be executed.
Zamislite da ste u sobi sa zatvorenicima za koje ste sigurni da će jedan za jednim biti ubijeni.
But there is a possibility to escape.
Ali postoji mogućnost da izbjegnete to.
It goes through the window.
Prođete kroz prozor.
Then it goes over the tree.
Preko stabla.
And so on and so forth. Wouldn't you be interested to leave that prison room?
Ne biste li bili zainteresirani da napustite tu zatvorsku četu?
Of course.
Naravno.
Would you just waste the time in your prison room?
Da li biste samo trošili vrijeme u vašoj sobi za?
Of course not. You would like to be free.
Naravno da ne. Htjeli biste biti slobodni.
So when we chant Hare Krishna, we must learn to be concentrated because that is the way out.
Znači kada pijamo Hare Krishna moramo biti naučiti kako da budemo koncentrirani jer to je izlaz.
That opens the door to the inside.
To otvara vrata iznutra.
Did I speak yesterday about this door to the inside? In Zagreb we spoke about it, yes. Yes. So now the question is the rest of my lecture I will spend explaining how we can become more attentive.
I ostatak moje lekcije ja ću potrošiti objašnjavajući kako možemo postati više pažljivi.
This part of the lecture will be a little selective.
Biće onako selektivno.
It will be relevant only for those who will want to make a chanting reform. For others it is highly uninteresting.
Bit će relevantno samo za one koji žele napraviti reformu pjevanja, za druge će biti neinteresantno.
I'm very sorry that I speak in such terms.
Jako mi je žao da ovako govorim.
I will now say something in brackets.
Sada ću reći nešto za igraz.
I'm preaching a lot to myself. Sometimes the lecturer has to do that. I know that the problem which I'm addressing today is a widespread problem. And from understanding Srila Prabhupada's teachings, I just know that if we want to change our life, here is the clutch.
I iz Prabhupadih učenja ja znam da ako želimo promijeniti naše živote, to je ključ.
But due to weak-heartedness, we we often don't take the ključ.
Ali zbog slabosti srca često ne uzmemo taj ključ.
So please do not I need to talk in such heavy ways to leave a permanent impression.
I potrebno je da govorim na tako snažan način zato što treba ostati trajna impresija.
So that you really so that those who want to make reform really take this serious.
I zato da oni koji stvarno žele napraviti reformu prihvate to ozbiljno.
Let me ask you a question. What do you experience as difficulties in your japa?
Da vas pitam jedno pitanje, koje su poteškoće koje imate iskustva za vrijeme vaše japa?
Inattentiveness, yes.
Nepažnje.
That sleep, yes. When it's sleepiness, let us say sleepiness, when we sleep we cannot really chant. How is the word? Uspavanost, yes. Uspavanost. What else do you experience as a difficulty in concentrating? Yes, the mind just travels. I think we all have this experience, isn't it?
Sometimes also the mind starts to glorify us. Ponekad nas umjesto počne slaviti. Znači ponekad nas um počne slaviti kada mantra.
What else is the difficulty?
Šta je još?
Mislim na slučaj, yes. Slučpa, I think of the service, yes. Planirati. What else? Vedran.
Vedran, šta ti misliš?
Hört sich nicht. Ja. No hearing. I don't hear myself chanting.
Ne čujem sebe. Ja.
Very good answer, but very great problem.
Jako dobar odgovor, ali jako velik problem.
Mangala, what do you experience as a difficulty? Mind is traveling. Where to India? Not always, isn't it?
Putuje, no.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted to say. I think many of your answers were pertaining to the mind.
Mislim da većina naših odgovora se odnose na um.
And yes, you are correct. The mind is the the greatest problem in chanting, in attention. Yeah.
Da, upravo ste, um je veliki problem u pažnji.
I want to tell you a step-by-step process whereby which you can conquer the mind.
I želim vam reći sada korak po korak kako možete pobijediti um.
If you this step-by-step process is taken or Satsvarup Maharaj was speaking about the step-by-step process in his wonderful seminar which he gave in Italy in Villa Vrindavan called Obstacles in Devotional Service.
I što Satsvarup Maharaj je govorio o Villa Vrindavan o tim korak po korak. Preprekama u predanom služenju.
Yes. This seminar was very, very good and it was very well received amongst the Italian devotees.
Taj seminar je bio jako, jako dobar i bio je dobro posjećen među talijanskim baktama.
And in this seminar he made the point that all obstacles in devotional service can be overcome by proper chanting. All.
Seminaru je rekao da sve prepreke u prednom slušanju mogu biti prevaziđene samo pažljivim mantrama.
And he said that if we want to make like an a drastic improvement in our lives. We should really fight here on this place and to improve our japa.
I on je rekao da ako stvarno želimo napraviti drastični promjenu u našem životu, trebamo onda stvarno se boriti na to mjesto da pažljivo mantramo.
Yesterday I was speaking to a very nice devotee who lives outside of our temple.
Juče sam govorio sa jako finim bakom koji živi izvan naših hramova.
And he told me about his wonderful plans to spread Krishna consciousness, and I think they will be highly successful.
I on mi je rekao svom prekrasnom planu kako će proširiti svjesnost Krishna i mislim da će biti visoko, jako uspješan.
It will be a prasadam revolution. It is a surprise. You will taste it when it's time. Yes.
I to je prasadam revolucija i sada kao mala tajna, kušat ćete to kada dođe vrijeme za to.
And after he spoke about some of his plans, he has millions of plans, but some of his plans, I said, but please take care that you have the right fundament in your life, the proper chanting.
I nakon što je rekao nekoliko svojih planova, ja sam mu rekao, molim te napravi pažnju da imaš pravilne temelje, pažljivo mantranje.
And he also understood this.
I on je isto to razumio.
And he said, hoću.
Hoću, rekao.
Yeah, it will come. Yeah. So let us now concentrate on the step-by-step process.
I sada ajde da se koncentriramo na korak po korak.
I can guarantee you, if you apply this, your whole life will change.
Mogu vam garantirati, ako to primijenite, cijeli vaš život će se promijeniti.
You will become a happy Vaishnava or happy Vaishnavi.
Postaćete sretni Vaishnava ili sretna Vaishnava.
And full of duhovne snaga.
I puni duhovne snage.
What do you think?
Šta mislite?
Sounds all right, isn't it?
Luči u redu, zar ne?
So in our first step we want to attack the sleepiness.
U našem prvom koraku želimo napasti uspavanost.
We want to make a very realistic plan now.
Želimo sada napraviti jako realističan plan.
And it is a fact, if you are too tired to chant, you cannot concentrate.
I činjenica da ako smo previše umorni da pjevamo, ne možemo se koncentrirati.
If you are too tired, you can also not hear a lecture. It is not possible.
I ako ste previše umorni, jednostavno ne možete niti čuti lekcije, nije moguće.
So the first thing is, we must sleep enough.
I prva stvar je, moramo dovoljno spavati.
Good chanting, or let us say, to avoid being tired, starts really a day before the morning.
I da bismo izbjegli da budemo umorni, počinje stvarno dan prije jutra.
You need to go early to bed.
Trebamo rano ići u krevet.
Maybe around, 9 o'clock, 9:30, but latest 10 o'clock.
9:30, ali najkasnije u 10.
And then, if you have found a solid rest of 6 hours,
i onda kada smo se solidno odmorili 6 sati,
then you are at least, you know, if you are a healthy person, then you're well rested and there should not be any cause of sleepiness.
I ako ste onda zdrava osoba, to će bićete dovoljno odmoreni i neće biti nikakvog uzroka za uspavanje.
In Rijeka, you are next to the ocean, the air is full of prana. I would like to take a plastic bag of this air with me to Germany. It's so good.
Vi ovdje u Rijeci ste jako sretni zato što smo blizu mora i zrak je pun prane. Ja bih ti uzeti jednu plastičnu vreću sa sobom u Njemačku.
Ne funkcionira. Yes. But if you continue to be sleepy even after a solid rest,
ali ako i nastavite biti uspavani čak i nakon dovoljno odmora,
you might have to regulate your eating a little bit.
Onda morate malo regulirati vaše jedenje.
If you eat late, it is almost natural that you are a little tired.
I ako kasno jedete, onda je skoro prirodno da ste malo umorni.
Try to eat your main meals morning and midday time.
Probajte uzimati svoje glavne obroke ujutro i popodne.
Food which you put in your stomach after 4 o'clock weighs heavy on the whole system.
i hranu koju stavite u vaš stomak nakon 4 sata ima jako, jako teška za cijeli sistem.
Only if you are hungry like a wolf you can eat also late.
Jedino ako ste gladan kao vuk onda možete jesti kasno.
Yes, it sometimes happens that we can't just time it properly.
I znači ponekad se to dogodi da jednostavno ne možemo pravilno tempirati vrijeme.
So this is the first thing. Let us conquer sleepiness.
Znači to je prva stvar, ajde da pobijedimo spavanje.
My second step will also be a mechanical step.
I moj drugi korak bit će isto tako mehanički korak.
We are not yet fighting with the mind because that's the heavy fight. Doing the light steps in the beginning.
Znači još uvijek se ne borimo sa umom zato što su to ono teški korak, sad radimo lake korak.
Let us do some baby steps which everyone can do.
Neke male korake za bebe koje svako može.
Because to fight with the mind, that is heavy stuff.
Jer borba sa umom to je teška stvar.
But we will have to do that also a little later.
Ali malo kasnije to ćemo isto morati učiniti.
On the second step we just avoid poor pronunciation.
Znači na drugom koraku trebamo jasno izgovarati.
Yeah. If you want to hear Vedanta, if you want to hear the Hare Krishna mantra, you need to first pronounce it properly.
Znači, Vedran, ako želiš dobro čuti Hare Krishna mantra, onda pravilno trebaš prvo izgovoriti.
If you go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, like a mouth harp. You have this in Croatia. How can you hear it if it's not even pronounced properly?
Kako onda možemo čuti ako nije pravilno izgovoreno?
Srila Prabhupada said that in pronouncing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should use both the upper lip and the lower lip.
Srila Prabhupada rekao da u izgovaranju Hare Krishna Maha Mantra trebamo iskoristiti gornju, usnu i donju.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You may think, well, this is what the Germans do. They always speak so clearly. but no, Prabhupada.
Onda možete reći, to je ono što rade Njemci, oni uvijek tako čisto govore.
Use your lips and your tongue.
Iskoristite svoje usne i vaš jezik.
In the beginning you might even have a little, wie sagt, Muskelkater, muscle ache.
U početku možete čak dobiti ono upalu mišića.
If I look at the mouth of people, I can immediately see if they pronounce words properly.
I ako gledam u usta ljudi, odmah mogu vidjeti da li pravilno izgovaraju.
Because they have strong muscles here.
Zato što ima ovdje snažne mišiće.
But also, I wanted to say, but those who don't do, they, everything is slabby here.
Ali za oni koji to ne čine, sve je tu slabo.
Have you seen Srila Prabhupada's face? You know, he is a fighter.
Da li ste vidjeli Srila Prabhupada na lice? On je pravi borac.
Yeah, borac, yes. Mm. But, of course, we can never measure Srila Prabhupada with these measurements. He's much, much beyond these measurements.
Naravno, nikad ne možemo izmjeriti Srila Prabhupada sa tim mjerilima, jer on je puno, puno iznad tih mjerila.
But I do have a japa tape, which I can give to Daidi Baksha, and he can make a copy, and if you want, you can get other, you can make copies from this. This japa tape is a new tape which was found. The tape which we usually have, the sit properly tape, it is not really Prabhupada's japa. It's what he chanted before initiation when he had a pile of beads to chant before the.
Znači, ako ste zainteresirani, ja mogu dati Daidi
specialni japa tape from, we don't need to explain all the, yes.
Znači, imamo specijalnu japa traku koju možemo dati Daidi Bakši i možete njega dati.
If you hear it, each syllable is so clear in Prabhupada's japa.
I ako poslušate, svaki slog je tako jasan u Prabhupada's japa.
Extremely encouraging and inspiring example.
Ekstremno ohrabrujući i inspirirajući primjer.
Yes. So now we are ready for the third step.
I onda sada smo spremni za treći korak.
And this now gets
So this function of the mind can be stopped relatively simply. It's not so, there are functions of the mind which are much more difficult to control. But this function is relatively simple to control, because you simply notice immediately when this happens. Because making plans, at least good plans, needs a lot of investment of
concentration.
And therefore you can immediately recognize, oh, I'm making plans now. Emotions like sadness which come up, or being just disturbed, that's sometimes not so easy to check or to make out.
Ali emocije kao što se recimo tuga ili depresija ne možemo odmah primijetiti, ne možemo ih primijetiti.
But when you take out your planning board and you go like, planirate, that you can immediately see.
Ali onda kada uzmemo taj naš planer, onda možemo jako lako vidjeti da se planiramo.
If it happens that the mind is just that there are some things which need your clarification, like for instance, in this temple we need to find our amplifier for that needs some. I can imagine this kakutmi or they think of how can we find this foolish thing, I can well imagine that one of these two devotees has chanted today that the mind amplifier. This is natural. Because we have a responsibility. And we want to do ourselves good for Krishna. But if we want our lives to have the proper fundament, it is important. There is a simple trick what to do at this time.
Ali ako želimo naše živote da imaju pravilan temelj, onda postoji jednostavno trik što učiniti to dobro.
You get someone for you to keep the thought.
Nađite nekoga za vas da drži vaše misli.
And there is a servant which is totally doing this important service and strenuous service totally for free.
I postoji jako dobra sluga koji radi tu tešku službu kompletno besplatno.
You can engage him.
Možete ga angažirati.
And he can keep the thought for you.
I on može držati misli za vas.
Free of cost.
Besplatno.
This servant is called a piece of paper and a pencil.
I taj sluga se zove komad papira i kemica.
You can get him anywhere.
Možete ga dobiti bilo gdje.
Every temple we have. Many.
I imamo ih u svakom hramu puno.
So, okay, this is your, in other words, you write it down.
Drugi riječi na zapišu puno.
The next thing is a little bit more difficult.
Yes, it's very normal pleasure.
Our Mangala was speaking about this. She said that the mind starts to wander. Unfortunately, not always to the Holy Dham. You do not ask Mangala what it is, because it is quite private, right? So you simply have to be sincere enough to concentrate the mind on Krishna.
No, I'm sorry, I missed the point.
You have to be strong enough in your mind to take the mind from wherever it goes to the right position.
Znači moramo biti dobro s našim drugima, na našu umu, gdje od tog mjesta gdje gleda zišao i vratimo ga nazad.
Like a little dog, which, you know, some of you might have had little dogs, you know, they see something and then boop, 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 begin to run, but you have to pull them back, otherwise you have to maybe, they may do damage.
Kao kad imate malo da psa, onda oni nešto vide i odmah oni polete za tim, onda ga trebate povući nazad, inače mogu napraviti neku štetu.
Krishna speaks of this in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, from wherever the mind wanders, due to his restless nature, one must certainly put the back and bring it under the control of the self. Now, this is the last point that I want to say it because we need it. Your concentration for just maybe, I would say, 5 to 7 minutes. The mind can be easily concentrated on the chanting if you think about the meaning of the chanting.
I um može lako biti koncentriran na pjevanje ako razmišljamo o prijevodu, značenju pjevanja.
The meaning of the chanting is, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. That is a yoga prayer. It means, let me be connected with you once again.
I znači, molim se, daj da budem ponovno povezan sa tobom.
I have enough!
Bilo mi je dosta.
I don't want to stay in the prison of the mind.
Ne želim ostati u zatvoru sa tobom.
I don't want to continue with material life.
Ne želim nastaviti sa materijalnim životom.
I want to become a devotee of the Lord.
Ne želim ostati bhakta.
Think about this meaning of the mind. It becomes much easier.
Ako mislite na to značenje mantre, onda postane puno lakše.
Yes. Also, it's easy for a mind to concentrate if you have read in our books.
Isto postane lakše se koncentrirati ako čitamo.
Because by reading you understand a little bit about Krishna.
Jer čitanjem onda razumijemo malo više o Krishna.
I want to make a little experiment with someone of you.
Želim napraviti mali eksperiment.
He must have a worldly name.
On mora da ima svjetovno ime.
Maybe you. Yeah. It's a little problem for you.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. No, I don't want to be done. You feel some stress. No.
No,
it's all right.
Okay. Yeah. This is the target.
What is your name?
Leo.
Leo.
Leo. Yes, this is like
Latin. Yes. So Leo, if I say the word Miroslav.
Znači Leo, ako kažem riječ Miroslav.
Do you know Miroslav?
Da li poznaš Miroslav? No.
Good. What does this word mean to you?
Šta ti znači ta riječ? It means like...
But... do you care very much when I say this word?
Da li brineš jako puno kada ja kažem tu riječ?
But now I say some other word.
Sada ću reći drugu riječ.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo. To me is something else. It means something. Yeah, yes, my thoughts, my life, my child.
odmah to znači nešto drugo, ne? Moje misli, moj um, moj prasada.
So, Leo means something to you, whereas Miroslav means not much to you.
Zato što Leo znači nešto tebi, a Miroslav ne tako puno.
The same experience we have when we chant Krishna's name.
Isto iskustvo kada pijamo Krishna ime.
When Krishna means something to us.
Kada Krishna nešto znači.
We will be very attentive.
Bit ćemo jako pažljivi.
It will fascinate us totally.
Totalno će nas fascinirati.
But if Krishna means nothing for us.
Ali ako nam Krishna ništa ne znači.
Yes, Krishna. There's a Krishna consciousness movement. I'm interested in this.
Da, postupovno se ište Krishna i ja sam zainteresiran.
There's a Krishna book, but I've never read it.
Nije o Krishni, ali ja nikad nisam čitao.
And there's a Bhagavatam, it says there's a lot of Krishna in there, but I'm not a reader by nature.
I postavit ću na Bhagavatam, ima jako puno o Krishni unutra, ali po prirodi nisam neki čitač.
Then the name Krishna will not mean so much.
A onda ime Krishna neće nam tako znači.
But if we know a lot about Krishna, then we know that Krishna is a Krishna. Oh, yes.
Ali ako znamo puno Krishna, da ćemo ono biti.
So if you want to change, you need to know who is Krishna. So simple.
Znači, ako želimo djelati, onda trebamo znati nešto Krishna. Tako jednostavno.
Znači, dragi, već vam, if you want to hear the holy name, you need to know who is Krishna.
I znaš, dragi Vedra, ako želiš čuti sveto ime, onda moraš znati tko je Krishna.
Must read that mama is the Krishna.
Moraš čuti sa namom o Krishna Bogu.
Ovo je god po mama.
I sve dobro.
Harinam Chintamani says one should read about the qualities of Krishna.
Harinam Chintamani kaže da trebamo čitati o odlikama Krishna.
So that we know a little more about Krishna.
Tako da možemo znati malo više o Krishna.
That it means, the holy name means something for us.
Tako da sve time nešto nam znači.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives three other rules for improving chanting.
I Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje još tri druga pravila za poboljšanje djelovanja.
He says, first of all, chant is the association of devotees to chant properly.
I prije svega on kaže, pjevajte u društvu bhakta koje pravilno pjevaju.
Then, try to make your life free from disturbances. Yes. Try, it's not always possible to escape out all disturbances.
I onda kaže, pokušajte, jer nije uvijek moguće sve, ali pokušajte svoj život napnuti od svih uznemirenja.
And the third is change confidentially, you know, confident, and enthusiastically.
I treća stvar je da ti razmi sa vjerom i entuzijazmom.
I certainly wish you all the best in this changing your rounds.
I ja vam zasigurno želim sve najbolje u upijanju vaših kruga.
Try to give me something which I feel is very essential.
Htio sam vam dati nešto što sam vam sviđa da je jako važno.
Only able to address you two times.
I samo dva puta vas mogu ovako osloniti.
One today.
Jednom danas.
And one tomorrow morning.
Jednom sutra jutro.
Because the other lectures yesterday in the evening, today in the evening, are mostly yes for, they are also for newcomers. But this was meant specially for you. And I would request you to just make an experiment.
Htio bih zatražiti od vas da samo napravite jedan eksperiment.
Maybe we can write down these steps.
Možda možemo zapisati te korake.
And we can look at them.
Možemo gledati.
You can be sure this is all taken from Srila Prabhupada.
I možemo biti sigurni da je to sve od Srila Prabhupada.
There's even a quotation by Prabhupada where he says the chanting of the holy name involves the upper and the lower lip.
Čak i postoji jedna navod od Šila Prabhupada gdje on kaže da pijanje Mahamantra svetog imena uključuje i gornju i donju usnu.
So, but I feel this is very helpful to arrange it like this.
Mislim da je od pomoći kako aranžirati.
First overcome sleepiness.
Prvo prevozićemo upavanje.
Then overcome poor pronunciation.
Onda znači da jasno.
I forgot also that sometimes you can check the time if you are not too fast or not too slow.
Isto tako nekad možete provjeriti vrijeme, da li ste prebrzi ili prespori.
That's on the second stage.
To je znači na drugom nivou.
Then you stop the plan making.
Onda zaustavite planiranje.
In the mind. Don't forget the service that comes for free.
I nemojte zaboraviti slugu koju imamo besplatno.
Or you know, and then fourth, stop the wandering mind.
I onda zaustavimo, često zaustavimo lutajući.
You can do this if you know more about Krishna.
I to možemo učiniti ako znamo više o Krishna.
And if you think about the meaning of the mantra.
Ako razmišljamo o značenju mantra.
So, do you have any more questions regarding this subject?
Da li imate neka pitanja što se tiče ove teme?
You must merge down in the river of holy name. What does it mean?
Zadnji put si rekao da se trebamo stopiti u rijeku svetog imena, šta to sve znači?
It is not, well, it's just you should absorb your mind. There is a river of the holy name. But on the banks of this river, the current is not very strong. So when you are just very inattentive, then you are just. You are almost just near to the bank. You cannot be captured with the flow of the
chanting.
But if you swim even a little bit away from the bank, and go in the middle, the chanting just takes you. This describes that an advanced devotee, he feels transcendental ecstasy and laughs, sometimes uncontrollably.
I objašnjenje da napredni bhakta, on ponekad osjeća te valove, ekstaze i da ponekad se nekontrolirano smije.
Because he's in the river.
You do
it! It's an analogy.
To je jedna analogija.
Not a river of water.
Nije rijeka vode.
Those of us who were in the Yamuna, you know when you swim out in the Yamuna, you just take me to Madura. Or the Ganga. Have you made these views? You flow with the Delphi.
Let
us not be in the stale water of inattentive chanting. Nothing
happens.
Who was criticizing Prabhupada's chanting and his state initiation that he's not pronouncing properly. And in this connection, I'd like to ask, because I also heard that Haile Sakur, he chanted all his rounds and in mind, remember that basically Kacik referenced before changing of the Sakur, and he changed it also loudly and not to define him the
three rounds. He changed three types of rounds. The question really is it loud or
da li je ista, znači pitanje je stvari, da li je ista kvaliteta čista bakta kada bila u umu i na glas?
Yes.
Od te tri vrste?
Yes. Tako changes is perfect 64 rounds. 64 rounds.
Znači, Shahada da tako je svojih prvih 64 kruga glasno pio.
The next 64 rounds, second 64 rounds, he changes to very softly.
I onda sljedeći četiri kruga jako nam tiho.
And the third 64 rounds, each day, he chanted in the mind.
I treći, 64 kruga koji je pjevao svaki dan, je pjevao u umu.
Some scriptures say that the chanting in the mind is most effective.
Neki spisi kažu da pjevanje u umu je najefektivnije, najznačajnije.
Sanatana Goswami has said, not in this age of quarrel.
Ali Sanatana Goswami je rekao, ne u ovom dobu svađe.
The most effective means of chanting is now.
I najefektivnije pjevanje je stvari glasno.
Because it is very difficult to concentrate when you just do it in the mind.
Zato što je jako teško se koncentrirati ako samo radimo u umu.
The mind easily goes away.
Um jako lako ode.
But if you have the sound,
ali ako imamo taj zvuk,
the holy name, then it's easier to concentrate.
Ako imamo taj zvuk svetog imena, onda je lakše se koncentrirati.
As far as the japa tape, which most of us know, is concerned.
A što se tiče te japa kazete koje znamo svi,
yes, I know that Prabhupada chanted the mantra very often, because, see, when you are so advanced, then you don't have any problem with concentration.
I znam da je išla pravo često što radi umot, zato jer kad ste jako tako napredni, nemate nikakvog problema sa koncentracijom.
Because you love Krishna.
Zato što volite Krishna.
Krishna, all Krishna. You know, our Madhavis know it, then the time comes and they want a bush. Then from morning till evening they think of that one person. No problem of
concentration.
It goes spontaneously. They cannot even explain how it goes. The conditioned nature. The spiritual nature is that the devotees cannot forget. Therefore they can change it. But even Mahaprabhu has said to Harinath Thakur that he has advised him to also chant loud for quite for the benefit of
others.
For us, loud chanting is the best for two reasons. That the sound vibration is there, it's easier to concentrate.
Kada je tu zvučna vibracija, lakše je koncentrirati se.
And it's also good for others.
I isto tako je dobro za druge.
So, this japa tape, which Dari Baksha Prabhu is referring to, was done during an initiation ceremony. And at that time, Prabhupada chanted took all the beads, or he had all the beads, of the newly initiated, and before the yakya, he chanted all of those beads. Sometimes it was 64, or it was sometimes 100. You know, the Prabhupada big initiation.
I znači na toj kazeti koja govori da je vašu pravu je stvari Prabhupada mantra sa vreme inicijacije kada ima jako puno džapa sa sobom koja mora mantrati ponekad čak 100.
In other words, not his normal japa tape. Japa
I znači nije, u stvari drugim rječima, nije to njegova normalna ono, džapa, ovo što se...
But what Dari Baksha will get is
normalna japa. A vama se čove da bi vaše pravo dobiti je normalna japa.
And if you would like to hear, he can play it for you.
I znači ako želite čuti, on može vam to pustiti i onda će.
But yes, Prabhupada chanted also in the mind.
Ali da, Prabhupada isto tako pio u umu.
I once was in, I came in his room in Paris to say goodbye.
I jedno sam došao u Parizu u njegovu sobu da, da mu kažem da odlazim.
And we had brought a blanket for Prabhupada, special wool from Germany.
I ja sam donio jednu deku za Prabhupada, specijalna guna iz Njemačke.
At first, when I entered the room, it was empty.
I čim sam ušao u sobu, soba je bila prazna.
We knew Prabhupada was in the room. His servant had said so.
Ali smo znali, pošto je rekao njegov sluga, da je Prabhupada u sobu.
So we looked at that. We were totally shocked. Prabhupada was... You know, when the door opened, this is the door. Prabhupada, the door, you came in like this. Prabhupada said, here. Mir.
Znači, kada smo mi ušli, ono se nešlo pravo gdje je iza vrata.
He was standing and was totally absorbed in his lung.
I na nadru gdje je totalno absorbiran sve kroz.
But you couldn't hear anything.
Ali ništa nismo slučili.
Very strong.
Vjerojatno snažno je.
Deva!
Ponekad kada pokušavamo poboljšati izgovaranje, matanje postane sporije, ali nas to treba zavinjavati.
Sam sam se ličaj su krula učenje, sanje bi da se ne svoj dam, da li bi se ne sadi, nisu bi volili. Ne.
Very good question. I personally think it will only slow down for a few, maybe for one day or so.
Ja osobno mislim da će se možda usporiti samo za jedan dan ili tako nešto.
Because a normal round, you know, we were speaking a little of Brindino, of speed, should take around 5 to 7 minutes.
Inače, ja normalni krug, kada govorim o brzini, treba uzeti između 5 i 7 minuta.
In other words, it should be a constant flow of names.
Drugim rječima, treba biti konstantni tok.
But in the beginning, if we want to improve our round, we may have to chant a little slower to just make sure that everything is there.
Ali početak da počnemo mantrati naše kruge, onda možemo malo usporiti tako da budemo sigurni da je sve tu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You see, if you want to chant, if you chant fast, you need to pronounce, otherwise you go.
Znači, jako je važno ako želimo gledati da je jednostavno da hrana izgovaramo.
Not proper pronunciation. But, how do you say? But don't go like... So in the beginning it might slow down. I have read from Satsvarupa Maharaj that sometimes he takes 10 minutes for a round. But he always goes straight to the He works very consciously on his round. You can see that from his literature, it is very clear.
I njegova literatura može, to je jako jasno.
Može se. Babo i jedno.
Osim svojih 16 obveznih krugova, mantram više krugova koji su isto nešto je dalje to u redu.
Besides my usual 16 rounds, I tried to but in their alternate and relationship on it.
Better to chant 16
attentive
rounds than so many inattentive rounds. This tip is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says someone who wants to improve, he should reduce the rounds and work on these rounds. We as devotees in the movement can't go be lower than 16
rounds.
Why actually exist such good difference?
Zašto postoji tako velika razlika između svjesnoga i nesvjesnog?
It has something to do with attention.
To ima, znači, važno je pažnje.
If you don't give attention to Krishna,
ako ne daš svoju pažnju Krishna,
the attention will go somewhere else.
Pažnja će otići negdje drugo.
And you will fall in illusion.
I pasti ćeš u iluziju.
Very important.
Otherwise,
we can't do it. But Krishna wants to see a little endeavor on your part. We are like little children. We cannot walk as of yet. If we want to walk, we need to, you know, pull our hands up. Tata, I'm sorry. Tata! You know, teach me how to walk.
Nauči me kako da hodam.
Take me.
Uzmi me.
I think our meeting boy knows when Lalita didn't want to, there must have been times when she did just,
she didn't want to walk.
And then Milivan couldn't give her his milas in the walking school. No, only if a little baby makes a little endeavor. Yeah. I want to give her. Then you can teach him how to walk. I know, because in our relationship I had a walking school for there were so many small babies and they all came to my walking school. Mark Aurel, I taught him how to walk.
Mark Aurel?
Yes.
Dagi.
Gona. So many. Minimum 5 babies I have
taught.
And I remember it only worked when they wanted it. The Milo is important to the help of
Krishna.
And our desire is expressed in an endeavor.
I naša želja se izražava kroz napor.
There is no endeavor we can I
ako ne postoji napor, onda možemo sigurno zaključiti da ta osoba još nije razvila želju.
In the 10th canto it is stated that only those who are no longer interested in mundane glorification, so glorify mundane, they can really glorify. When your mind starts glorifying you, I think you should tell your mind that only by Krishna's mercy I was able to do this.
I kada vašu počne slaviti, onda mislim da morate reći sa novu, u stvari jedino sa Krishna milošću je bilo moguće da to učinim.
I think everyone of us can understand. Sometimes in our life something happens nicely.
I mislim da možemo razumjeti da ponekad u našem životu nešto se dogodi jako lijepo.
But sometimes we may do the same endeavor and everything fails.
A ponekad možemo napraviti isti napor i sve propadne.
Do you have this experience?
Da li imaš to iskustvo?
Does this mean it's not up to you, but up to Krishna?
To znači da nije do tebe, nego do Krishna.
So when you do something nice, just think, yes, thank you, Krishna.
I onda kada napraviš nešto fino, onda trebaš reći da, hvala ti Krishna.
Thank you for taking me as an instrument.
Hvala ti što si me iskoristio kao instrument.
Imagine the hammer.
Zamisli čekić.
But say, I built this place.
Ja sam izgradio ovo mjesto.
But say, he has the wrong perspective.
On ima nema baš pravnu perspektivu. Pogled.
Nothing
yet. Nothing yet. And nothing yet. Kako možemo razviti trudnjenje, jer ponekad se dan za danom trudimo, a ništa se ne događa.
Patience can only be developed if you develop faith.
Trudnjenje se može jedino razviti ako razvijemo vjeru.
And you have that vera, that faith, that one day Krishna will hear me.
Jako imam tu vjeru, jednog dana Krishna će me čuti.
One day it
will work. Jednog dana ću...
Then you will have patience.
Onda ćemo imati strpljenje.
So, you really will have to address the question, how can I develop my faith?
I ono što stvarno treba naglasiti je pitanje kako mogu razviti svoju vjeru.
Only a faithful person can also be patient.
Jedina osoba koja ima vjeru može isto tako biti strpljiva.
There are something like faith builders in our Krishna consciousness.
Postoje neki izgrađivači vjere.
Great faith builder is, or let us say, the greatest faith builder is obviously a spiritual experience.
Najveći izgrađivač vjere je u stvari očigledno duhovno iskustvo.
Like when you were in a really nice kirtan.
Kao kad si bila recimo u jako lijepom kirtanu.
You really chanted. Very joyously.
Sa velikom radošću.
Then you have faith, oh, the chanting is so nice.
Onda si imala vjeru, a ovo pjevanje je jako lijepo.
That's a faith builder.
To je izgrađivač vjere.
Or, the faith builder is also to meet advanced devotees.
Isto tako, jedan izgraditelj vjere je sreti se sa naprednim baktama.
Because they are something like living proofs.
Oni su nešto kao živući dokaz.
So when our older devotees come through Rijeka, we should find enough time to visit their lectures.
I kada stari bakte dođu u naš hram u Rijeci, trebamo naći dovoljno vremena da pohađamo njihove lekcije.
And the daily faith builder is to read in Prabhupada's books.
i glavni dnevni graditelj vjere je da čitamo pravdne knjige.
I think what our Mataji has said is of great importance to all of us.
Mislim da ono što je rekla Mataji je stvari velike važnosti za sve nas.
We all have the experience, if we are not successful in an endeavor, we tend to give up that endeavor.
I svi imamo iskustvo da ako nismo uspješni u nekom naporu, onda imamo namjeru da napustimo taj
napor. We lose our faith and our patience.
Izgubimo našu vjeru i naše strpljenje.
So a very important faith builder is also to read regularly.
Zato jako važan graditelj vjere je da redovno čita.
Sometimes in our movement this is not observed enough.
Pa nekad u našem pokretu to nije dovoljno.
Prabhupada saw this during his lifetime and he once told us a story which I have already told in Zagreb, but I want to repeat it here for the Rijeka, benefit of the Rijeka devotees. Once there was a washerman who had a magarac.
Jedan bio jedan ferač šrublja koji imao magarca.
He gave him every day such a pile of grass.
I svaki dan mu je dao tako veliku gomilu hrane.
And that costed a few paisas.
I to je koštalo nekoliko paisa.
One day he thought, let us make economic
jednom danu je mislio, daj da napravim ekonomski napredak.
I only give my mother
dati ću svojom magarcu samo pola trave.
Then I can save the paisa.
Onda ću uštediti nešto paisa.
And I have less tomorrow to be given again half of it. This way, I can give him
on two days, on one day, I will give him two days to save the money.
No difference.
Bez razlike.
He took that half pile of grass and again cut it in half.
Ja da uzem to polovinu što je čima i ponovo je raspolovio.
And again, the magarac could do a lot of work.
I ponovo magarac je mogao raditi puno posla.
Absolutely no difference at all.
Niko ništa nije rekao.
There was no critique.
Nije bilo nikakve kritike.
And then one day the magarac fell down dead.
Ja te jedan dan magarac je jednostavno srušio mrtav.
That's the end of the story. Yes, you can go on without reading.
Da, možeš nastaviti bez čitanja.
Yes, you can read, go on without chanting properly.
I možeš nastaviti bez pravilno mantranje.
No one will criticize you.
Niko te neće kritizirati.
No one will say anything.
Niko će išta reći.
You will be able to distribute maybe the same amount of books for the...
I bit ćeš sposoban možda da podijeliš istu količinu knjiga.
Maybe others will praise you because you have more time.
Možeš se drugi... Možeš se drugi plaći zato što imaš više vremena za službu.
But one day you will fall down.
Ali jedan dan ćeš se družiti. Molite nam je to učiniti.
What do you think? We must build up our faith.
Znači moramo izgraditi našu vjeru.
And it happens by reading.
I to se događa u čitanju.
Then only we have patience.
Jedino onda možemo imati strpljenje.
That even if I you not have reached the goal.
Da čak i ako nismo dostigli cilj.
You know it will work.
Znamo da će funkcionirati.
And you will be determined every day.
I onda ćemo svaki dan biti odlučni.
Yes.
That's the quality of chanting the sense on the plate and stuff. Like if it is the same if we do it here in the temple or home or water on the
street. Da li kvaliteta mantranja ovisi o mjestu gdje mantramo? Da li je jednako kada mantramo u hramu ili na ulici?
No, it does not depend on the place.
Ne ovisi o mjestu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Namnama Kali Bahuda Niya Sarava Shaktis Tathapita Niya Mitas Marathne Nakala. He said, the time is not important and the Niyamas means external rules pertaining to places and so on.
I znači on je rekao, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, da nije niti vrijeme važno, niti Niyame, znači različita pravila.
There are places where the attention counts.
Ali postoje mjesto gdje se broji ta pažnja.
But there are places when it's very difficult to be attentive. For instance, it's difficult on the bus, really.
Ali postoje mjesto gdje je jako teško biti pažljiv, na primjer u autobusu.
Or when we were coming to Rijeka, we had to chant in the car.
Ili kad smo dolazili u Rijeku, onda smo morali natrati u auto.
Which, at that area where there are Liki ili
Kolika?
Lika, where the wolves are.
Tamo, u tom potrebu.